There are a myriad of websites out there that you can use. If you type in calculate span of days or something like that into a DuckDuckGo search, it'll lead you to a site. You put two dates in, it'll tell you how many days, how many, it'll tell you how many months, how many days, it'll tell you how many years, how many months, how many weeks, how many days, how many minutes, and how many seconds from the time that you specify. So I put in March the 1st, just for argument's sake. March the 1st as a date that most of the corona doom lockdowns and mandates and various other insanities and totalitarian nightmares began. If you put March the 1st in as your start date and today as the end date, we have been at this now for 603 days. 603 days. That is, what did that calculate it at? 86 or so, 86 weeks, I want to say. It's an awful lot of minutes and seconds. I'm not going to calculate it. 603 days. To flatten the curve, 603 days to slow the spread, 603 days to end the lockdowns and reopen society, 603 days. Now, remember, this all began as two-week experiments to see if they could get away with it, and they did. And so they continue to get away with it. It's just, and I talked to daughter number two yesterday, who's taking a cruise. A friend of hers won a cruise and invited her to go on it with him. So she's on a cruise. She said, I had to get a corona doom test. She called me from the, I guess it's the boarding area. In an airport, it's called the... concourse or whatever. I don't know what they call it when you're getting on a cruise ship. Anyway, she said, I just had to, we're waiting for our test results. And I hear are a pair of 24-year-olds that are not symptomatic and are not going to be symptomatic. And yet Norwegian Cruise Line is acting as though everyone is now a fatal carrier of the doom. Now, this may be for legal purposes, but if you're going to do that, where does it end? When the doom is over and someday they'll have to admit that the doom is over, the corona doom, will they then switch to, we're testing for tuberculosis now. Oh, we're testing for swine flu or whatever. I was reading another story. I'm just going to run through a couple of things that are fresh in my mind here on a Monday. I was reading another story where the, I don't know where it was from the American Spectator. Here it is. New England's lockdown prime minister throws in the towel. Jacinda Ardern, or Ardern, concedes her infamous COVID crackdown has not worked. Now, this is the nutbag, tyrant little tin-horn dictator, or dictatoress, rather, who said that the island of New Zealand would lock down until there were this many cases.
0.0.
None. You're not allowed to live on the island of New Zealand and have corona doom. Zero. Not under 10 or under, not some small number. Zero. This from the Spectator. Ardern has now, until now, exerted dictatorial level control over the movements of those in her country. This is not hyperbole, not in the slightest. In August, when New Zealand reported its first new case of corona doom in 6 months, she threw the entire country into a strict lockdown. At the time, she said, I asked New Zealanders to please follow the lockdown rules to the letter. We know from evidence overseas that the Delta variant could spread just by walking past someone. Implicit within that line of thinking is that in order to be safe, one must remain completely isolated from humanity. Imagine having that much mind power over an entire country. Honestly, what type of person would even want it? That's a good point. Who would want to sit in an office and bark an order like that out and then have it reported to you that people are actually carrying it out and are locking themselves in their homes for fear of the Delta doom or whatever? As effortlessly as flipping a light switch, 5 million people were instantly confined to quarters until further notice. And after 8 weeks of a less intense level three, they now measure their lockdowns. Here in Louisiana, we measure them in phases too. One of the grave mistakes that the Trump administration made was in allowing Emperor Fauchatine and Scarf Vader to dictate policy through Mike Pence, Pence for brains. Do you remember this? The Corona Doom Task Force that Trump put Pence in charge of. You know, this is why I get paid a little bucks, because I remember stupid stuff like this. You remember this? They came out with four phases to reopen. Do you remember this? I bet you Maggie O'Connell can find a graphic on this. There was four phases to reopen. The first one was 25% opening. Masks are mandated everywhere. 16 feet social distancing, blah, 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 blah. So phase two was 50% capacity. 4 feet social distancing, and I don't remember, but they had it in four phases. To his eternal shame, Trump allowed them to do this. He even did press conferences. Well, we're in phase two. It's the greatest economy in the history of our country, and it's got to reopen. It's got to reopen, I believe. They've got to make America great again. Well, now they measure lockdowns in phases, levels. You know, like we have been living under the threat of DEFCONs since the 1950s, right? DEFCON 4 being the least dangerous scenario, DEFCON 1 meaning the Russians or the Chinese or whoever have actually dropped a nuke, or they're flying, they're en route with a nuke and they're going to drop it somewhere. We now have phases of lockdown. Back to the story from the American Spectator. Ardern authorized a level three lockdown in Auckland. The populace has grown restless, as one would predict. Protesters have begun to voice concern about the dire situation they find themselves in. As it turns out, some people don't like to be treated like cattle in stalls. Maybe increasing dissent from the overgoverned population there has played a role in the decision to roll back the zero COVID policy fiasco. While the seeds of rational thinking have clearly been planted, folks living in Auckland shouldn't expect normal life to resume instantly. The lockdown there will reportedly last until full vaccination rates reach 90%. By the by, Alex Berenson sent a tweet out, or a Substack out, yesterday, and he listed five countries, and each of the countries had varying degrees of vaccination. And in the varying degrees of, here it is, virus. We're almost 2 years into the plague de tutti plagues. That's the plague of all plagues. the virus with a 3 in 1,000 death rate, which rounds down to roughly 0 in 1,000 for the non-elderly and morbidly obese. Along the way, lots of different states and countries have pursued lots of different strategies, from zero corona doom to zero restrictions. Here are four countries as an example. The UK, heavy early lockdown, 70% vaccinated, tons of testing, just like the public health people want. Here is the current state of affairs. 7-day rolling average of cases now, 48,728. That is, okay, back in April when they began their Corona Doom jab campaign, and all the way through July and August, there were less than 600 reported cases. Now they've got 40, almost, I'm rounding up now. They do it, why can't I? 49,000 cases per day. Well, wait a minute. There's partial lockdown still going on, and 70-plus percent double jab vaccinated. Those numbers were updated 2 days ago. And does that sound like something like a policy is working? Now, look, I'll be the first to tell you, and you know this, we don't count cases here. If a case is a positive PCR test, that's a completely irrational and bogus method of measuring anything. Now, let's look at India. Remember, 603 days in now. Hard early lockdown, 20% fully vaccinated now. Very few with mRNA vaccines. Here's India. India is now a 7-day average, 15,141 cases, down from a major spike of in early May, 400 and some odd thousand. You remember? In early May, we were hearing about what was happening in India, that everyone was going to die. Remember? There are 400,000 cases per day. They're all going to die. It's a major, major catastrophe. Didn't happen. You remember the fake newsreel videos that they had of bodies being carted down the street and women, this woman dying on her son's motor scooter and what have you? Which turned out to be, the woman did die in 2018, and they just changed the date on the video and went, these boys were desperately trying to get their COVID-infected mother to the hospital before she stopped breathing, but it was too late, and Corona Doom got another.